I'm Heidi Harris. Welcome to the Heidi Harris Show podcast. I do this Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can subscribe on iTunes at Heidi Harris Show. Having a lot of fun doing this and getting some great response. So I appreciate that from all of you who are interested in hearing my point of view. Here on the podcast, we talk about things that actually matter, and we interview people who actually matter, depending on the subjects. I do want to talk a little bit today about 2018. I was interviewed by Channel 3 today, Jeff Gillen, who's always a good guy, interviewed by him about 2018 and what the predictions will be for the Democrats versus the Republicans. I know the Democrats are going a little bit crazy, although they're not really doing this publicly. They are going crazy because Trump has not failed as badly as they thought he would. President Trump has had some real successes. I think he's doing well in his job. I, like a lot of other people, had concerns about him, how well he would do it. And bottom line, even though he's certainly not a conventional politician by any standards, he's had some real legislative successes. The tax cuts are the latest thing. The economy is humming along. There are a lot of great things that are happening under a Trump administration. And a lot of folks feel that we're safer because other nations are a little more concerned about what Trump may do. Maybe they think he's nuts and they don't know what he's going to do. Or maybe they just think he's strong enough to stand up to them. And as you know, I love it when he calls the North Korean dictator Rocket Man. It's hilarious. I mean, this takes a lot of guts to stand up to a guy who's that crazy and say things like that. It's just got to rankle him. And I think it's hilarious. And of course, Donald Trump's still doing his tweeting, which drives the press crazy because they're not able to edit everything he says. You know, in days past, a president would do an interview with somebody. And if it wasn't live, it would be edited heavily, depending on who the interviewer was. And they might make you look like you said something entirely different. I've certainly learned my lesson over the course of my radio career. When I do interviews, there are very few people I'll talk to. And if I do, it's going to be somebody I trust, not because I want them to necessarily, you know, gloss over anything I've said, but I don't want someone to take something I've said out of context, edit it so it looks like I said something I didn't. I mean, that kind of stuff is just ridiculous. Nobody should do that. And sadly, a lot of people still do. And most presidents are smart enough to know that. And so there are interviews Donald Trump still hasn't done, people he hasn't talked to, like Bret Baier from Fox and others. But he's done plenty of interviews over the course of his presidency, but he's driving the press crazy. But the Democrats don't know what to do in 2018. Now, they tried to pin this whole loss of Roy Moore on Donald Trump, which was laughable because Donald Trump backed Roy Moore's opponent, one of them in the primary, Luther Strange. He never backed Roy Moore. He didn't feel like Roy Moore was the more electable guy. And Roy Moore lost the campaign because of allegations made against Roy Moore. He didn't lose the campaign because of anything associated with Donald Trump. It became completely about Roy Moore. This was not a referendum on Donald Trump in any way, shape, or form. So the Democrats may be crowing about Roy Moore's loss and the fact that a Democrat got in there, but that's because, and I don't know if Roy Moore did anything to anybody. I have no idea. But the fact is, Steve Bannon should have known if there were any allegations that might possibly come up. People like Steve Bannon are supposed to know this. This is your job as somebody who's a campaign manager or even somebody who's supporting a candidate publicly. You better know what their weaknesses are. And that's the first thing they'll ask you. What could possibly be coming out? Have you had an affair? Have you, you know, had a baby given up for adoption? Have you done this? Have you done that? Have you been a drinker in the past? You ever beat up your wife? They want to know all these things, and they didn't check into Roy Moore. Not that he did these. I'm still not sure that he did anything. But the point is, the allegations were made. There were people who came out, and they should have been prepared for that. And they weren't. And none of that is Donald Trump's fault. So the Democrats are fooling themselves if they think that the Roy Moore loss is a referendum on Trump. It absolutely is not. So when the Democrats run for election in 2018 to try to knock out some Republicans, of course, or to maintain seats, they're going to have a tough row to hoe. Because people are going to see more money in their bank accounts as a result of these tax breaks in many cases. They're going to see that obviously the legislative successes have been good, that America seems stronger to a lot of people. And even the people who hate Donald Trump, they may not want to do it, but they're going to have to admit that the world hasn't ended as a result of a Donald Trump presidency. We were warned the stock market would crash. We were basically warned that the world was going to come to an end if Donald Trump became president. And none of that has happened. And all of this crying wolf that the Democrats have done has not come to fruition. So the Democrats may look at this, or the Republicans, any voters on both sides may look at this and go, you know what? Things are going okay with Donald Trump at this point. They're not going badly. The economy's good. People are making money. You see people working all the time now as opposed to 8 years ago. Now, is all of that attributable to Donald Trump? No. Any more than all of it was attributable to Bill Clinton when he was president. There certainly is some benefit you get from the previous president. But when it comes to the tax cuts and companies feeling like they have a lot of things to look forward to, that's what's important. What people forget who are not in business is that business owners are basing their decisions not on today, not on tomorrow, on 2 years from now, on 5 years from now. What is the climate going to look like for my product in 5 years? What are the taxes going to be like for my product in 5 years? What kind of regulations will I be battling in 5 years? That's how businesses function. And a lot of businesses are much more secure knowing that Donald Trump, who's a businessman who understands what job-killing regulations are, he's out there fighting this, and they see it. And they're encouraged by that. And whether you're a lefty or a righty, you're still going to benefit from the fact that big business is getting tax cuts. I know there are people like Rosie O'Donnell who are apoplectic at the idea of tax cuts. I don't know why. Why are you upset about tax cuts? Why are you upset about people being able to keep their own money, whoever it might be, rich people, poor people? And you know what's amazing to me? A lot of these folks on the left who are so against tax cuts for wealthy people don't say a word when we're doing things like building the Raiders stadium. They don't say a word. Do you realize that taxpayers in the last 20 years have come up with nearly $7 billion in freebies for rich people who build stadiums so their teams can play and they can make even more money? Do you understand that? So people can pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars for a ticket for a football game. You can't even take a family anymore unless you're wealthy. And the wealthy people are living on taxpayer dollars largely. And nobody complains about that. Where's Rosie O'Donnell? Where are these lefties on that that talk about corporate welfare? That's what they ought to be worried about. So when people go to the ballot box and consider voting for somebody who's either a Democrat to keep that seat or maybe make it a change, they're going to look at the economy, they're going to look at how things are going, and they're going to say, you know, he's not so bad. And I'll tell you something else. Gay people need to stop whining. There's all this whining and all this hatred among the gay activists, not all gay people, just the gay activists, who said that the world was going to end, the sky was going to fall if Donald Trump got elected. Can they please tell me one right they've lost as a result of Donald Trump? One? Even one teeny tiny right? Donald Trump's not against gay people. They've lost no rights, yet they're still complaining about it. So it's going to be very tough for the Democrats in 2018 to have to overcome how well Donald Trump is doing. Now there's Dean Heller, who of course running for re-election against Danny Tarkanian and other people, but Danny's going to run against him in the primary. And it'll be interesting to see because Dean Heller has painted himself into a corner. Dean Heller, of course, was a never-Trumper. Big mistake. I said that at the time. Many of you know, if you've listened to me for years, you know that I was not on the Donald Trump train. Initially, I was a Ted Cruz person. But then when Donald Trump became the nominee, I got on board because I wanted, frankly, anything but Hillary. I wanted somebody to be a speed bump on what Hillary would have put into office. Can you imagine where we'd be right now if Hillary were president? Can you even imagine where we'd be? You think North Korea would be afraid of us? You think the economy would be doing what it's doing? No, there's no chance of that if Hillary were president right now. So of course I wanted him to succeed. But there are people like Dean Heller and others around the country who were never Trumpers. And they were just absolutely not on the Trump train. Now you didn't have to agree with them, but once he became the nominee, what was your plan, Senator Heller? What was your plan? To go with Hillary? To stay home and give Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton a free vote? I wasn't going to do it. I refused to be that person. I wasn't going to give her a freebie. So when Heller put himself in a situation where he was a never-Trumper, and I don't dislike Dean Heller, but he put himself in a tough spot, and Danny Tarkanian is really working on that. Now, is Dean Heller going to be held accountable for not liking Trump? Because now he's kind of, you know, cozying up to him to a certain extent. I don't know. The voters will have to decide. Everybody likes a winner. So now Dean Heller is kind of cozying up to Trump to a certain extent because of his successes. But will the voters hold that against Dean Heller? I don't know if they will or not. It'll be interesting to see. Because a lot of people underestimated Trump. And I'm not saying he's going to go down as one of the great presidents in history. But if you judge the presidency by the stock market and things like that and national safety, yes. Is he going to possibly stoke a war with North Korea because of him calling the dictator Rocket Man and things like that? I don't know, but here's what I do know. When you've got General Mattis in there handling things, if war does break out with North Korea, don't you feel better knowing that Donald Trump is there and Donald Trump is going to get out of the way of the military leaders and let them actually lead the military and handle things the way it should be done, as opposed to President Obama, who ran around the world making apologies for American greatness and always acted as if it wasn't happening. La, 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 la. Picture him with his hands over his ears. He didn't want to hear it. Obama had a vision for America that had no basis in reality. And he didn't want to hear anything that would conflict with his vision of how he thought the world would be. Well, Donald Trump's a little different than that. When Donald Trump sees what North Korea's up to, of course he's concerned about it, as any president would be. But he also has great people in charge for a change. Thank you very much, Donald Trump. So I'm grateful, and I think that the Democrats, even the people who may not be very willing to vote for a Republican in most cases, are going to look at Donald Trump and go, you know what? I'd rather have him in the White House than Bernie Sanders, who probably would want to ignore North Korea or make some deal with North Korea. Who knows what would happen? But the bottom line is America is supposed to be strong. We've always been strong, and a strong America makes the world stronger. And I think 2018 is going to be a tough year for Democrats because they're going to have to admit, at least some of them, even if they just admit it to themselves in the voting booth, that things aren't going as badly, even for them, under a Trump administration as others predicted. But they'll continue to try. For example, with that Amtrak derailment that happened a couple of weeks ago, there were people who actually tried to blame Donald Trump for that. They complained about Donald Trump and infrastructure spending. Donald Trump's been complaining about the lack of infrastructure spending the entire campaign. He's still complaining about it. I mean, it just gets to the point where they're just liars. They try to blame Trump for that. How is that Trump's fault? We still don't know what really caused it. Now we're hearing about the track wasn't set right. First we heard that it was speeding. None of that matters. The point is Donald Trump's been screaming for infrastructure money, yet they still try to say, well, it's Donald Trump's fault that the train jumped the track. I mean, this is how ludicrous it gets. And even people with even half a brain will have to admit that it's not as bad as anybody predicted, and certainly better in a lot of areas. Of course, I'm disappointed. I'd like to see Obamacare repealed, although now that you don't have to pay the fine for not having insurance, that should be interesting. But people don't really have much insurance with Obamacare anyway. The deductibles are too high, and that whole thing's a mess. And it needs to be worked on, and possibly next year, things will get better. But I do think Donald Trump's presidency is driving the Democrats completely insane. And isn't that why we put him in office? Yes, it is. I'm Heidi Harris. Join me for the Heidi Harris Show podcast 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You can subscribe at iTunes, Heidi Harris Show. It's the name of the podcast, Heidi Harris Show. You can check it out at HeidiHarris.com, and all my social media links and all of that are there at HeidiHarris.com. And you can sign up for my free newsletter at HeidiHarris.com, and my book, which is called Don't Pat Me on the Head, is coming out here in a couple of weeks. I am so excited about that. When we get a little closer, I will tell you more about it. I got to tell you, it's like giving birth. I have been working on this book for a year. Yes, I wrote the entire thing myself, but it's a fun little jaunt through my career. And certainly I've had more twists and turns than an Amtrak train. So that's coming out in a couple of weeks. I'll keep you updated on that. Sign up for my free newsletter at HeidiHarris.com and updates. And you can listen to the podcast there and subscribe on iTunes. I'm Heidi Harris. Don't forget, you were created for a purpose. I'm going to take you out with some Tony Scottwell.